这首歌的话节奏没有那么快，稍微比较舒缓一点，歌曲的名字叫 Impossible。 嘿，各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌玄宇，我是 Linda。 好，接下来咱们就一起去听一下这首 Impossible。
I remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong and I was not. My illusion, my mistake, I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone and so effortlessly.You have won, you can go ahead, tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops, write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now, tell them I was happy. And my heart is broken, all my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible.Falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know when thinking all you need is there. Building faith on love and words. Empty promises will wear. I know and now when all is done there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own you can go ahead tell
之后欢迎回来，如果大家喜欢这首 Impossible 可以到网盘去下载啊，网盘的链接已经放在了文本的最下方。好，接下来的话呢，要首先要对微信公众号后台留言的瑶瑶同学说声抱歉呢，您点的这首 Go Away Girl 呢，因为咱们在节目上已经分享过很多次，所以就不再重复了，但非常感谢您的留言。第二个就是独行侠，他说独行者，他问说有没有四级英语词汇啊，英语四级词汇的这个电子版。好，非常抱歉，我这边没有这个四级词汇的电子版了，但是我这边有那种就是英语单词然后英语解释的纯英文的词汇，如果您需要的话可以在后台留下您的电子邮箱。好，接下来就进入咱们今天的继续看看寄生虫影评的这个最后一部分吧。Movie review on Parasite Part 4 这部电影的这个影评咱们都差不多一个礼拜了都还没有讲完呢。我们来看一下第四部分他讲的什么。第四部分他讲说这部电影的话 比较风趣的，其实有很多幽默的地方啊，并且还有就是他的在人物的塑造方面呢，就有一些独到之处。我们来仔细看一下，详细的看一下，我们来听听。This movie is also extremely funny. 看没有，它是一个主系表结构啊。这部电影是也是极其有趣的。This movie is also extremely funny. 这个句式非常简单呢。It's easily one of the funniest movies I've seen so far this year. 也是非常简单的一句话啊。It's easily, 注意一下这个 easily, 它是表示容易地或者说无疑地啊。One of the funniest movies I've seen so far this year. 这部电影或者说它无疑是我今年看过的最搞笑的电影之一，影片之一。And the humor is very smart and extremely clever. 并且什么呢？并且它的这种风趣幽默是一种巧妙的手段展现出来的。当然它字面意思其实就是说它的这种幽默是非常聪明极其巧妙的，意思就是说他的幽默其实表现的并不是那么直白，也是有很有技巧的。 And it's intelligent, 并且是体现了睿智，非常的智慧。 Because it respects its characters. 好，他这个地方讲的就是说这部电影的话也是非常睿智的一部电影，因为整个影片它非常尊重它的角色啊。They don't view the wealthy characters as complete idiots. 他们没有把有钱人的这个角色看作是彻头彻尾的傻子。They don't view the wealthy characters as complete idiots.注意一下这个地方 they 指的是制作电影的这一群人。 don't view 什么什么 as 这个就有点像 look at somebody as 把某人看作是什么，把某人看作是什么。 they don't view the wealthy characters as complete idiots. 他们或者说制作人并没有把有钱人这个角色看成彻头彻尾的傻子，也就是说在电影当中他们并没有把这个富人的角色塑造成这个彻头彻尾的傻子。 They are not also total villains either, 或者是这个十足的大坏蛋，就是说有钱人没有表现出那个傻里傻气的样子，也并不是特别坏的人呢。They don't necessarily do anything in the film that makes you hate them. 就说这一群角色呢，并没有在这个影片当中，并没有做一些什么事情，使得你们去恨他们。意思就是说，当你看这部影片的时候，你看到这个富人角色，你会觉得，其实他们也不可恨呢，也不笨，也不可恨，就这种感觉啊。他们并没有做什么让人觉得十恶不赦的事情啊。Although eventually you begin to understand, 但是呢，到最后的时候，或者说尽管最后的时候，你会开始去理解，理解什么呢？后面是个宾语从句 ，that members of this less fortunate family are starting to hate them. 尽管这个角色的塑造就是这些有钱人不可恨呢，但是到最后，我们作为观众会最终去理解。开始理解为什么另外一个倒霉的那个家庭里面的这些成员会去恨这家有钱人。好， And in a lot of films, 在很多的电影当中啊， especially coming out of Hollywood, 尤其是来自于好莱坞的电影， less fortunate families are usually portrayed as imbeciles, 穷人通常被描绘成没脑子的人。And this film, though, they're extremely smart. 但是注意一下这个 though, 它是表示 but 的意思啊。And this film, though, they're extremely smart. 但在这部电影当中他们却是极其聪明的。穷人通常是智障啊，但在这部电影里面他们非常的聪明。Because they have to be. 因为他们不得不聪明啊，不得不这样子。They don't have the resources of the wealthy family.他们没有富人家的那种资源呢。 They don't have all of that. 这些东西他们都是没有的。 And so they have to use their wits to scrounge and get money. 所以他们不得不动脑子去 蹭吃蹭喝并且骗钱。 They're basically scavengers， 从本质上来说他们就是一群捡破烂的。 And to be a scavenger you have to be really smart， 要成为一名就是拾荒者或者捡破烂，你必须非常聪明。 So the film wisely takes its characters， 所以这部电影就是巧妙的让所有的角色 and plays against type for what you would expect from them to great result， 不按常理出牌，从而达到惊人的效果。其实最后这一句话的话有点拗口啊。 So the film wisely takes its characters， 所以呢这部电影就是非常巧妙地安排了自己的角色或者塑造了自己的角色， and plays against type for what you would expect from them， 就是他们表现出来的这一种类型角色类型啊，可能我们常人会觉得诶他有可能是那样去演，但是刚好他就相反了，就出其不意，给人一种出其不意的感觉。所以他说啊 to great results， to great result 就是收到了惊人的效果啊。这部电影非常巧妙的让所有角色不按常理出牌，从而达到了惊人的效果。这个地方我是意义处理了啊。好，我们看一下这段文字里面很长对比，我不知道大家听到睡觉了没有啊。我们来看一下这段文字里面出现的一些单词啊，比如说第一句里面 easily 它是一个副词，表示容易地无疑地。比如说哦，毫无疑问你就是我最喜欢的人呢。 You are my favorite person easily， You are easily my favorite person。 还有这个 imbecile I-M-B-E-C-I-L-E， 我第一次遇到这个单词是在爱丽丝 Alice in Wonderland， 仙境奇遇记，爱丽丝仙境奇遇记那部片里面的，就这个他骂人的时候 imbecile 就是你个智障的意思，你个蠢货的意思， imbecile。 好，下面这个 villain V-I-L-L-A-I-N， 它是一个名词，表示坏人恶棍。然后还有下面这个动词 scrounge S-C-R-O-U-N-G-E。 如果大家听节目的时候突然发现我某个单词我老是就是读不对，那就表示这个单词我也不熟，所以要跟大家一起学习。好，这个单词读作 scrounge， 它是一个动词，表示白拿，蹭吃蹭喝，那个蹭的感觉就是 scrounge 啊。 freeloader 它可以变成名词的，就是白拿的人， scrounger 就是白吃白喝的人，乞讨的人，但这个乞讨不是那个 beggar 哦。好，我们看一下例句啊。 He's always scrounging free meals off us， 他老是来我们家蹭饭吃。还有最后一个 scavenger 捡破烂的人呢，拾荒者。我记得我刚到纳米比亚的时候，有的时候会晚上的时候开车到市区里面，看到那些就是捡破烂的人，会给他们一点零钱，那些人的话就叫做 scavenger。 好了，关于这个寄生虫的影评终于讲完了，终于分享完了。那今天的节目也要告一段落，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。如果喜欢琳达可以关注我，如果有喜欢的歌曲想要琳达在节目上播出来，也可以在微信公众号上的后台留言给我，发信息给我。 Love you guys， I'll see you next time。
This movie is also extremely funny. It's easily one of the funniest movies I've seen so far this year, and the humor is very smart and extremely clever. And it's intelligent because it respects its characters. They don't view the wealthy characters as complete idiots. They're not also total villains either. They don't necessarily do anything in the film that makes you hate them, although eventually you begin to understand that members of this less fortunate family are starting to hate them. And in a lot of films, especially coming out of Hollywood, less fortunate families are usually portrayed as imbeciles. In this film, though, they're extremely smart, because they have to be. They don't have the resources of the wealthy family. They don't have all of that, and so they have to use their wits to scrounge and get money. They're basically scavengers, and to be a scavenger, you have to be really smart. So the film wisely takes its characters and plays against type for what you would expect from them to great results.